Good morning on this lovely Monday morning. This is Ndaba Mazabane from Rosebank Union Church, welcoming you to our Monday devotion. Look forward to a wonderful time together here this morning as we will be reading together from the Word of God. I have chosen just one verse today, which I hope and trust that you are going to find it helpful, you're going to find it challenging, but inspiring nonetheless. As we prepare to spend some time together in the Word of God, let's just begin our time with listening to this lovely song by B.B. and C.C. Winans.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship. And now that's why we sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord.
This is the time when we talk about joy, peace, love, happiness. And this morning, same is going to be true as we look into the Word of God, as we talk about the good news, especially worth discussing during Christmas season. It is that the Bible also teaches that God loved us so much with His everlasting life. He has a wonderful plan and purpose for our lives. He does not want us to wander without any plan or purpose. In fact, God doesn't want even to judge us. The scripture says He prefers to save us, to forgive us, to transform us. He wants to be our God, and He also wants to give us a second chance in our lives. And this is the message of Christmas. In John chapter 3, verse 16, we're going to read some lovely, lovely words. This is a well-known verse in the world today. In this passage, or even in this verse, John summarizes the gospel well enough just in one single verse. In fact, I call this a centerpiece of the gospel. Jesus is speaking on behalf of the Father here. And this is what He said. For God so loved the world that He gave His only one and unique Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. This is John 3, verse 16. My thoughts here are simply that to look at, first of all, God. It says here, for God. God is a divine giver. Let's not miss this. Salvation is God-given. Salvation is God-driven. Salvation is God-empowered. And also it was originated by Him. The gift of salvation is not from man to God, but it is from God to man. That is why in this passage John says, for God. That is exactly what God did for us. But secondly, look at what he says. For God so loved the world. Here we see the maximum degree of God's love. Whenever we think of the world, so often we can think of the world as the earth, the sphere in which we live. But in scripture, that word world is used more than 186 times. And so often it has a connotation of sinfulness. It is amazing how the truth of God is that even in our sinfulness, God still loves the sinful world. For God so loved the world. God had no trouble, actually, to loving the world the way He loved it. In fact, He loved it so much that He gave it His own Son. I'm reminded of a story of F.B. Meyers, one of the great theologians and authors, of his son. One night before he tucked his son to bed, his son said to his daddy, "Daddy, I love you like 100 pounds. You know, it's just what a little child can say to his dad. This was the largest weight he could imagine. It did not satisfy him, so he continued to say, "Daddy, I love you like 100 miles. And then he continues, because for him, 100 miles was the longest distance he can think of. But finally, he reached out and cupped his dad and cuddled him and said, "Daddy, I love you this much." The language of any nation that can fully describe here the height, the depth, the breadth of God's love is probably not adequate to explain how much God loved us. It says here, for God so loved the world. This is the maximum degree of God's love for the world. But then not only did He just love the world, it says here, he gave the world something. The utmost proof of His love was in His demonstration of what He did. So God gave. And we again realize that God not only speaks about love, but He has given, He has designed something for the world to appreciate by giving it His own Son. So God loved the world. What an action. What an action God took to prove His love for us. He chose to give Himself. He chose to give His very best. It says here, for God so loved the world that he gave what? He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. You know, in Scripture when we think about the name of Jesus, or we think of Jesus as the Son of God. He's often referred as the Son of Mary, the descendant of David, showing us again how we are connected with him. He's also called the Son of Man who ruled over the earth. He's the Son of God who eternally will live forever, and one day he will come back in his own power. Friends, God loved the world. He loves you, he loves me, and he gave the world his Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Why? Well, the verse continues to say that whoever believes in him, that's an invitation, the greatest invitation that the world ever have received from God, is to be invited in the whosoever. Whosoever come to Christ, whosoever believes in him, he actually has an opportunity to experience God's love. It was D.L. Moody, the greatest evangelist of his time, who said that the world is actually divided in two parts. The world of mankind is divided in two parts. The whosoever wills and the whosoever wants. In other words, you have a chance. Whosoever believes has an opportunity then to experience God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him. Now, this is the simplest response you and I can give to God today in responding to the invitation. You see, God invites us into the stable of our hearts. He invites us to come and experience new life in him. Whosoever believes. Now, this is an open invitation. The simplest response that you and I can do is to believe in him. Because in John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave them the right to become the children of God." So, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have the greatest life of all. This is the greatest escape that you and I can have. To believe in him so we'll not experience death. And death here means also separation from God, separation from the true life and meaning that God has brought to the world. Now, Scripture tells us that if we personally receive Jesus Christ to come into our lives and be our Messiah and our Lord and our Savior, if we bow our knee before him and choose to love him and follow him and serve him forever, then he promises to forgive us and to adopt us into his family and to give us both eternal life as well as abundant life here on earth. And that is the full and the meaningful and the pleasing news that you and I can actually experience. Isn't it amazing? And it's so true. Jesus Christ promises to forgive us all of our sins, past, present, and future. And now I pray that as we even go through this time of Christmas, in the next few days we'll be experiencing the wonder and the magic and the beauty of Christmas. It is my prayer that as we prepare, may you prepare your hearts by inviting Christ to be your Savior this Christmas. I want to invite you again, just to remind you again, that this coming Saturday, the 25th of December, our church at Rosebank Union Church, situated at corner William Nicol and St. Andrews, will be having two services on the Christmas Day on a Saturday at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. I'll invite you. Look forward to seeing you, and may God bless you. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for this wonderful moments together, and I pray that as we go through this day, we may never lose sight of the fact that you sent us your Son. You gave us the greatest gift and inviting us to new life. I pray that you'll be with us today, and even beyond Christmas, may we experience the love of Christ as we live today. May God bless you, and enjoy this next song. As we play this next song, I pray that your love for God will be so meaningful and will be so experienced. Let's play this song by Suzanne Boyle from her album, The Gift. Let's sing together. God bless.
Oh, holy.
dear Savior's blood.